Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O silent sonorous with word, O breath unseen of love unheard, O unconsuming fire, dark light, we worship at the edge of night. God beyond all speech or thought, O God in song half hid, half caught, O God for human mind too much, in crib and cross and bread we touch. O timeless one in majesty, O indivisible yet three, O source and Sabbath of our days, Except our stammered praise. May the source of our hope fill our hearts with peace. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from Adonai. God alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one person to break me down, as though I were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their hearts they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Adonai. God alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust in Adonai at all times. Pour out your hearts with confidence, for God alone is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Adonai, all love, and that you repay each of us according to our deeds. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. May the source of our hope fill our hearts with peace.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Before faith came, we were held in custody under law, confined for the faith that was to be revealed. Consequently, the law was our disciplinarian for Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a disciplinarian. For through faith you are all children of God in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is not male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendant, heirs according to the promise. Thanks be to God.
Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no such thing as Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, even dogs feed on the scraps from the master's table. And Jesus said, "Great is your faith, O woman. Your daughter is healed." My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Lord, even dogs feed on the scraps from the master's table. And Jesus said, Great is your faith, O woman, your daughter is healed.
For astronomers, cosmologists, and all who explore the depths of space and the mysteries and wonder of the universe. For all whose lives and work are intimately connected to the time of day and the seasons of the years, especially those affected most by global warming and climate change. For all who are forced by poverty or war to live under the open sky, burned by the sun during the day, or freezing under the stars each night. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and preferences from experiencing the natural beauty and rhythms of day and night, seasons and celebrations that acknowledge our home and role in the universe.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the starry universe, as we celebrate the fourth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wisdom and splendor of each shimmering star, the heat and life-giving energy of our sun, the serene beauty and mystery of our moon, and the reliable rhythms of days, weeks, months, seasons, and years. May every person on earth be entranced by each sunset, amazed by each constellation, astonished by each season, and filled with gratitude that your universe, in its infinite variety, has invited each of us to be an integral part of such splendor. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and frees all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O virgin benign, our Mother Mary.